9/11 top cop Bernie Kerik, Ilhan Omar is a terrorist supporter and sympathizer. By Robert Krajicek on July 31, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, is a terrorist supporter and terrorist sympathizer, said Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner. In a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host John Hayward. Democrats and the broader left regularly frame accurate analysis of Islamic terrorism as right-wing fear-mongering and Islamophobic, noted Hayward. This isn't about fear-mongering, replied Kerik. This is about preventive maintenance, if you will. That's what this is about, making sure that it doesn't happen again. And for those that disagree, one, they don't know what they're talking about, and two, they have a problem with this country. Listen. Kerik continued. And if they have a problem with this country, you don't want to live here? Go somewhere else. I don't care if you're in Congress. I don't care if you're a guy living out on the street. It doesn't make any difference to me. Love this country, love this flag, or get out. I don't care if you were born here. Even if you were born here, if you find someplace else you like, go there. We don't want you here in the first place. I'm so sick of this political nonsense, this political rhetoric. Denouncing this country. Victimizing countries that are our enemies, Kerik stated. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Maybe it's more personal to me because I lived through 9/11, but I promise you, the people that worked for me and with me and were down there during that time, they're all supporting this country and making sure it doesn't happen again. Kerik reflected on Omar's 2013 comments regarding Al-Qaeda, highlighting her 2019 keynote address in March before the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, in Los Angeles, California. If you look at Ilhan Omar's history and listen to her interviews, and I've said this in the past, she is a radical supporter. She is a terror supporter, if you will, said Kerik. People will look at me and say, that's terrible for you to say that. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is a terror organization. When you have United Arab Emirates that says the Muslim Brotherhood is a terror organization, I would tend to believe them since they're in the region and they pretty much know the enemy. Well, this is a woman who was a keynote speaker and fundraiser for them. This is a woman that wrote to a federal judge asking for leniency for a convicted terrorist. I call that a terrorist supporter, or a terror sympathizer, added Kerik. Kerik reflected on his work in the Middle East. I get it. I live there. I spent 10 years in the Middle East. I worked for the King of Jordan for 5 years. I lived in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for 4.5 years. I worked for the Sheikh of Dubai. I was the Minister of Interior for Iraq. I know how to say Al-Qaeda, and I know what it means. I know what it means to her. I also know what it means to every American. Kerik concluded, so I'm not a big fan of hers. I don't think she should be in Congress, at all. I would say what the President said, if you don't like it here in this country, then go back where you came from. Breitbart News reported in March, the district represented by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, has seen more men and boys attempt to join foreign terrorist organizations over the last 12 years than any other district in the United States. In an August 2018 with Al Jazeera, a news media outlet operated by Qatar's government, Omar was asked about Islamophobia. She replied, I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.